The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our epistle reading for this past Sunday, the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Hebrews 12, verses 18 to 24. You have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm, to a trumpet blast or to such a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further word be spoken to them, because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, "I am trembling with fear." But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. My dear friends in Christ, our reading says, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. We haven't come to Mount Sinai as our focus and our way to heaven. We've come to Mount Zion. And Mount Sinai is the mountain on which the city of Jerusalem is built. And now all three places that are mentioned in that verse, Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God, all three of those places really refer to the church triumphant, that is to believers in heaven. And as we, by God's grace, trust in Jesus as our Savior, what is the case is that we right now stand with one foot already in that everlasting city. We still have one foot here on this earth, but the other foot in the heavenly Jerusalem. And since that is where we stand right now, why would we want to turn back and go back to just this temporary place? Don't we want to keep that one foot in our heavenly home? How could we turn back to the terrors of Mount Sinai and the demands of God's law is what our reading is asking us. Our reading says, you have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You know, it really is wonderful for us to think that through faith we have that one foot already in heaven, where someday we'll be able to hear the angel chorus singing forever. Here we are described as God's firstborn sons, and as his firstborn sons, what we can do is we can count on receiving God's full inheritance of complete and perfect joy forever through faith. We know that God has made for us reservations in heaven. Our names are written there. Our reading says, you have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. You and I, by the grace of God, because of what Christ has done, we're declared righteous and holy before God. And it's not because of our deeds and our efforts, not because we've kept the law of God from Mount Sinai well enough. We're declared righteous and holy because of what God has done for us, what Christ has done for us. And, well, just think about it here. He talks about the blood of Abel. It cried out for justice after Cain had killed his brother. Abel's blood said that Cain deserved death and hell because of his sin. But Christ's blood, on the other hand, speaks a better word because it tells us that It says that the death and the hell that we rightfully would deserve because of our sin, that's been paid for by Jesus with his shed blood. And since Christ already paid that debt that we owed to God for our sins and fulfilled God's law for us in our place, why would we want to rely on the law and look to Mount Sinai for our salvation when by God's grace we can look to Mount Zion and just trust in what Christ has done for us? Paul Moody, the son of Dwight Moody, once gave a touching account of how his dad demonstrated the Heavenly Father's love for his children. He wrote longer, quote, "My father had told me to go to bed, but I misunderstood. I thought he meant after I had finished my conversation with a young friend who was visiting our home with an older person. So I continued talking and having fun. A little later, he came into the room again and saw I had not obeyed him. He ordered me to bed at once. His harsh tone was new to me, and I retreated, frightened and in tears. But before I had time to fall asleep, he was at my bedside. He explained that he'd reprimanded me because I had disobeyed him. But this in no way indicated he didn't love me. As he knelt to pray with me, I noticed tears falling down his bearded face. That was many years ago." Paul Moody continued, "But I'll never forget the scene. My father had unknowingly awakened within me the consciousness of the love of God. No sermon on the Lord's compassion for his children has cast so much light on that subject as my dad's huge figure sympathetically bending over my bed in the twilight." Yeah, we need the law to speak to us, and we need to visit Mount Sinai often so that we see our sin and see our problem. But when Paul Moody here saw his dad on the basis of the law, that's a scary thing. It was a scary thing. But when he saw his dad in the light of the gospel and his love, well, then he was comforted. And, well, likewise, when we view our Heavenly Father on the basis of the law, it's a scary sight, even more scary. And we do need to see that fact about our God. But when we view him in the light of the gospel and his love for us, that's the greatest sight that we could ever see. So don't choose the wrong mountain. Don't choose Mount Sinai and trying to make yourself right with God. Focus your life instead on Mount Zion, on all that your Savior has done for you. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, it's easy to focus on this life, on our temporary home. Help us always, as we live our earthly lives and carry out our daily responsibilities, to focus on our real eternal home in heaven. To know that heaven was won for us by Jesus, we pray in his name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with you always.